Good morning. It's good to be here this morning as we come together to worship. It's exciting times for Family Worship Center. We have some wonderful news to talk about. We're having a business meeting right after church today to approve a new budget, new bylaws, and a ballot for the coming year beginning January 1st. We're going to be talking about that in just a few moments after worship service. But we also are looking forward to other things as well. If the search committee has been looking very diligently, praying fervently for a new pastor for this congregation, and the chairperson of that committee is Tracy. And Tracy, would you come and share the news and the process?
Hello. Okay, that works. Okay. Okay. So again, I'm Tracy Spring. So wanted to give you guys an update and about where we've been and where we're going. So as you know, just as a reminder, first of all, at the bottom, who your search committee members are. We've got Dean in the back. We've got Jan somewhere. Oh, there she is. Sorry. Oh, I know you're out there. Jamie, unfortunately, is sick today, so she's not with us, so kind of be in prayer for her. And then we also have Vern, who's right there, and then myself, led by Pastor Jim throughout this whole process. So he has been fantastic to guide us through what we've been doing. So, you know, we selected an interim pastor. That was Pastor Jim a while ago. We selected the search committee. We prayed over the search committee. A little check marks mean we've done it. And then you can go ahead. And then, if you remember, we did the church survey, and then at one of the meetings, I think, we shared the results with you. Hopefully you remember that. If you don't have those, it may have been even emailed out. I don't remember. And then we had a job description that was created. We reviewed resumes. We ended up getting 7 resumes. And then Pastor Jim recommended that we do our reference checks before we do the interviews. And so a little different than what I'm used to, but it worked out really well. And I would say, oh boy, we probably 15 to 20 reference checks were done total. So like on each candidate, there were at least of like 5 candidates, there were at least 3 reference checks done, official ones, and then there may have been more. And then Pastor Jim also has his connection, so he was able to do reference checks maybe at the state level, pastors as well, to see what they kind of knew about that candidate. So again, just thorough checks before we even decided to interview them. So next, Brock. And then we scheduled some interviews. We ended up scheduling 3 interviews. We only had 2. And so we did that. Then we kind of, you know, after those were done, we you know, obviously prayed some more. And I know you guys have been praying for us, and we appreciate that. And the debriefing and discussing the candidates that we had looked at. And so next, this is our next steps. So we have invited a candidate to come here on and preach on Sunday, October 29th. He will actually be arriving, I think it's later Thursday before the 29th. On Friday, we're going to have time for him to meet with maybe different ministry leaders, the deacon board, or now, you know, the governance board. And then on Saturday, we'll end up having a potluck, like in the afternoon. And we'll get all this stuff in writing for you guys, and we'll get it in an email and everything. But to let you know that things have been moving, like, all of a sudden really quickly. And I think if Jamie were here, she would just share how God has moved in this in ways that, like, you can't orchestrate. You can't force things to happen. Just like if God kind of aligns things up, things just kind of, like, move in amazing ways. So we are excited about this candidate. And immediately after the service, when he preaches on the 29th, we will vote. You must be present. You must be here. And if I remember right, that's an 85% yes vote must be the vote. And then we will let the candidate know that. And then, you know, if everything aligns, we'll be moving ahead with that candidate. I think what else I might be missing with that. But just, October 29th, kind of put that on your calendar. October 28th You know, we'll have some sort of an all-church potluck, so you have a chance to get to know, you know, this person and their spouse. I'm being very vague about names because this person does not want their name released, I think, until, like after the service or tomorrow. But anyway, we're just really excited. I know 2 weeks ago, I think you had asked for an update about where we were, and at that point, we were still getting ready to do the reference checks and everything. So amazing progress in, 2 weeks. Again, it's God moving, so... I think that's it. Yeah. Yay. So we're excited. And I will share that this person's references were amazing. The formal ones and the informal ones were just amazing. So we're excited as a committee. So, yeah.
He said, come on up, guys. Jamie's at home sick today. Evan's leading our worship.
Morning, everybody. All right. If I could ask everyone to stand with us, we'll start it out. We'll take it back to Sunday school. we'll do Jesus Loves Me.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong, they are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me, He who died, heaven's gate to open wide. He will wash away my sin, let His little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Jesus loves me, He will stay close behind me all the way. On the cross You died for me, I will ever live for Thee. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
All right, now we'll keep going, singing How Deep the Father's Love for Us.
Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father's heart turns His face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon the cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed, I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer. But this I know with all my heart, his wounds have paid my ransom. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer. But this I know with all my heart, his wounds have paid my ransom.
All right. At this time, I'm going to have, we'll keep going. And right now, though, I'd like to release the children to Children's Church. And then we'll go right into Great Are You, Lord.
Are you, Lord? shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only.
Father God, we're so great. We're so grateful for all that you've done. We look back upon the steps that we stumbled through and realize that you've held our hand through all of our failings, that you've led us through this valley to a high place. We're just so grateful, for Father. We're just so grateful. In our gratitude, we are reminded of all that you will be doing. We stand on tiptoe, expectantly, just can't wait to see how you're going to work out your will in us and through us and for us. We ask, Father, that you would give us a blessing of your peace, that we would know your presence real and alive in this place and in our hearts, that this time of sharing together in worship would impel us to go out into the world and serve you and share your gospel with all people. We thank you, Father, for all that you've done and for all that you're about to do. Break our hearts, we pray, until our heart is the mirror of yours. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
He is jealous for me. Love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. Oh, how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us so. Jealous for me, love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of His wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, and I realize just how beautiful You are and how great Your affections are for me. And oh, how He loves us so. Oh, how He loves us. How He loves us so. Oh, how He loves us so. Oh, how He loves us. How He loves us so. Yeah, He loves us. Oh, how He loves us. Oh, how He loves us. And He is our prize, drawn to redemption by the grace in His eyes. And if grace is an ocean, we're all sinking. So heaven meets earth like an unforeseen kiss, and my heart turns violently inside of my chest. I don't have time to maintain these regrets when I think about the way that He loves us. Oh, how He loves us. Oh, how He loves us. Oh, how He loves. Yeah, He loves us. Oh, how He loves us. Oh, how He loves us. Oh, how He loves. Yeah, He loves us. Oh, how He loves us. Oh, how He loves us. Oh, how He loves.
We're going to finish the sermon singing Psalm 90, Satisfy Us With Your Love. It's been a while since we've sung it, but we're going to do it. First, though, I'm going to read Psalm 90. Or a portion of it, rather. Lord, You have been our dwelling place in all generations, for the mountains were brought forth, or before the mountains were brought forth, or ever You had formed the earth and the world. From everlasting to everlasting, You are God. You return man to dust and say, return, O children of man, for 1,000 years in Your sight are but as yesterday when it is past, or as a watch in the night. So teach us to number our days, that we may get a heart of wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? Have pity on Your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with Your steadfast love, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as You have afflicted us, and for as many years as we have seen evil. Let Your work be shown to Your servants, and Your glorious power to their children. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands upon us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. If you'll please stand and sing. Dwelling place, O everlasting God. Before you formed the mountaintops, you were before it all. And soon our lives turned back to dust. When the sun comes up, satisfy us before the day has passed us by. Before our hearts forget all your goodness, satisfy us with your love. The wrath of God poured out for sin on Jesus crucified. Consider him our hiding place, our shelter is alive. Because he lived and died for us. When the sun comes up, satisfy us. For the day has passed us by. Before our hearts forget all your goodness, satisfy us with your love. Teach us, Lord, to number our days on earth and give us more wisdom in the secret heart as you display amazing grace through Jesus Christ for us. Teach us, Lord, to number our days on earth and give us more wisdom in the secret heart as you display amazing grace through Jesus Christ for us. When the sun comes up, satisfy us before the day has passed us by. Before our hearts forget all your goodness, satisfy us with your love. When the sun comes up, satisfy us before the day has passed us by. Before our hearts give up, Spirit fill us, satisfy us with your love.
Would you bow your heads with me? Father, as we prepare to end this act of worship, we do not wish to leave your presence. We would ask that your Holy Spirit go with us and before us, behind us and around us. And let your divine benediction rest upon our hearts, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to take about a 15-minute break. If you want to gather with your kids, you want to get a snack, come back in. We're going to have our business meeting, and we'll be done just as quick as we can. But we give you about 15 minutes. God bless you.